We welcome you back to Eagles 360. Dave and Bo here, and Mark Sanchez, your starting quarterback for the immediate future. He replaced Nick Foles to start the second quarter on Sunday. 15 of 22, good performance from him. Back in the saddle again, and Mark Sanchez after the game, his first performance since December of 2012, and he felt right at home in the Eagles offense.
You know, you just got to stay ready. I think Coach Musgrave, Coach Stout, all of our offensive coaches do a great job of making sure that the starters get reps, the second team guys get reps. You know, I stand behind Nick every time when we're in walkthroughs and stuff, just making sure I'm taking all the mental reps. And, you know, you never want to get caught off guard. So I was just happy I prepared well, happy I was ready, and happy I could help the team. I was expecting maybe a handoff or like a screen or something, get kind of ease your way in. But, you know, Coach Kelly, man, you know, I said it after the game to, I think, Tony Siragusa, but, you know, if he was a basketball coach, he'd bring you off the bench and have you shooting three-pointers. So that's just the way it goes. You got to be ready. Nothing changes, you know. How do I prepare to play and how do I prepare to watch a game? It's the same. I might get less reps as the backup, but I'm watching the same amount of film. I'm doing the same amount of drills. I'm taking advantage of my time that I can during the week. And, you know, you can't cut corners or you get caught off guard out there. So this league will expose you.
So, Bo, we got a taste of Sanchez in the offense. Your expectations for him moving forward, should he have this job for an extended period of time?
I thought the most promising thing that I saw with Sanchez was not just some of the throws he made, obviously, the long touchdown or the long play to Jeremy Macklin on his first throw, the touchdown pass both to Jordan Matthews and Jeremy Macklin, very impressive. But the most impressive thing for me was the pace of the offense, the efficiency with which he was moving the team down the field. No holdups, no pickups from Nick Foles. I thought Sanchez did a very good job leading the offense, and I think that's very telling as we move forward.
Yeah, he's certainly done his homework. You can tell that he understands the scheme. At times, was shooing the officials away to get the tempo faster, faster, faster. It just seems like this is a very good fit for Mark Sanchez. In this Eagles offense, in this Eagles culture, Sanchez looking to revitalize his career, signed a one-year deal with the Eagles in March, and gets his opportunity now to lead the Eagles for how long, we don't know, but we've seen in the past, in 2002, A.J. Feely replacing Donovan McNabb down the stretch, doing a good job, the Eagles getting the number one seed in the playoffs that year. In 2006, Jeff Garcia stepping in for an injured McNabb, the Eagles going to the NFC East, winning the NFC East that year, big win over Dallas on Christmas Day. So the backup quarterback role here is a vital one, and the Eagles have taken care of business.
We also got Michael Vick stepping in for Kevin Cobb a few years ago.
Yeah, but 2010.
That's exactly right. And for Mark Sanchez, he also gets the benefit of having this offensive line get a little bit healthier. We still don't know exactly what the case will be with Todd Harriman's, but Evan Mathis is going to be ready to go this week. Chip Kelly all but said that. And then you're really only looking to fill that one spot at right guard. Could be Tobin, could be Gardner if Harriman's isn't ready to go, but Sanchez certainly gets the benefit of that offensive line, as it also looks like this running game is finding its stride.
It certainly is. LeSean McCoy over 100 yards on Sunday. And what about the passing game? Jeremy Macklin has been on the money this year, 45 catches. He's on pace to have an all-time season in Eagles franchise history. We go into the locker room and talk to the players, the offensive players, after the win over Houston.
I thought he played well. I think that's probably one throw that he may want back. But other than that, I think he played well. I think he commanded the huddle. He's played a lot of football in this league. You know, he's won at a very high level. So I think he's one of the more game-ready backup quarterbacks in this league. And I'm pretty sure if you ask him, he doesn't. He's ready. Whenever his number's called.
I felt the guys are coming back together. The guys up front, Kelsey, played well today. Happy to have him there. Just his ability to make the calls and get the guys up front that line. We're working it. Each week we're winning games. We lost a tough one last week. We bounced back today. We're playing well.
It's really not just the offensive line. I think if you look across the board, the MO of this team has been, when one guy goes down, next guy goes in, and we just keep chugging along. And I think that across the board, from defense to offense, and we saw it today when Todd went down and when Nick Foles went down, and then obviously D'Amico on the defensive side. But, we have great players and we have a great culture here to where, everybody understands their role and they understand if they need to go out there that the rest of the team is relying on them.
You got Pope, he's a whole different runner. He's a pound, get up in there, a power type of runner. Plus, he can hit the outside, play outside zone also. Sproles, he's so quick. You just can't, you know, he's everything, you know. And Shady's, he's a dancer. You just got to wrap him up, and he'll break all the tackles.
I mean, we got guys that work their tail off, you know, backups. You know, they play the game just like starters. You know, people like Gardner, Tobin, you know, have been practicing well. And, you know, their name's called. They play pretty decent.
We just ran the ball well. I think once we start running on them, you know, getting it going, where's the defense down, and we can gash them. The guys up front played tremendous, getting to their assignments and block well. Sanchez made some pretty good calls. I'm going to keep him honest in the box for the most part, you know. But just watching how they play different teams on tape to watching how they play us, everybody plays the run so different, especially when they come play us. So that's nothing new.
The Eagles, Bo, had they continued to put their foot on the gas pedal, again would have gone over 500 yards. Really, you see how things are revving up, and 3 of 3 in the red zone, huge. What a difference that makes.